The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Kelly and I were doing inventory on our week this week and things we've botched here in July. This is really indicative of July. So hot dogs, that segment was, I don't know, what did we get, a C-plus on that segment when we did hot dogs
at
earlier?
At best.
And then the NBA in-season league, which we, again, we're very authentic here on this show. Like, we're learning it as you are, trying to sort of see it, suss out if there's a betting angle on any of this. And so it is completely confusing what they're putting out there. Why the initial reports that stats count, but games, but they didn't add games did? Like, why didn't they add that?
Or they didn't
detail?
Use that wording, at least.
Yes.
Yeah, they didn't use that language.
So, anyway, we'll see. We'll
stick
see
around that. For Saturday. Who? I mean, yeah. I don't know if I'd be surprised if some of those things change, too.
I just want to read this one tweet. This
and
one.
Then threads I can't use on desktop, so.
And then threads. Oh, we nailed that
I'm out.
One. We nailed threads.
Yeah.
This is the I want to read this one tweet here before we get to crack, because this rumor has to stop. Jesse Welch.
Yes.
Name to watch for NBA most improved, he says, is Jonathan Kuminga at 55-1. He says, I've heard like 10 different reports on how he's grown a foot. He has not. This is the worst rumor of this offseason. He has not grown a foot.
It's like my favorite thing. It just got started like randomly on Twitter, and then Kendrick Perkins air with it. Yes.
Kendrick Perkins, who, of course, murdered Nikola Jokic's MVP candidacy as well. Now he's saying Kuminga's, he's
grown
going
a
with
foot,
the rumor.
Grown a foot.
And,
yeah.
And so Jesse Welch goes on. He says, not only is he grown a foot, CP3 is going to help him, and he's ready for bigger. Jesse, we love you. Don't bet it based on the fact.
Yeah, Kuminga has not grown a foot. No.
Yeah. But we still love you, man. Okay, let's get to him. Unscripted. Not in studio this morning because he's elsewhere on the planet. Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Crackerberg. Bill Crackerberger, everybody. At Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. How you doing, Billy?
Gil, I got to be honest with you. I'm not in a good mood.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Yeah. All gambling-related things, too, which is a good thing for VSiN, I guess. But
I suppose, yes.
Yeah. I'm not in a good mood about a lot of things. You know, I keep shirts here at my buddy's house on the East Coast in my closet, and I haven't been back in a while. And I had a ticket in my pocket, a slot ticket, from one of the casinos in town. You know, not a lot of money. Well, it was $400. So I have a $400 ticket in my pocket. I remembered having it in there, too. I just didn't think much of it. And on the bottom of the slot tickets, they have an expiration date or an expiration. This one bothers me. It's 30 days. So now listen, yes, there are ways you can get them cash if you're an established player with a history of playing with a decent card and know a casino host or know some executive that has to hand walk you down and do you a favor by giving you your money after 30 days. So this has been 90, by the way. Slot tickets. And by the way, this is not Atlantic City. It's not Las Vegas. It's everywhere. 30, 60, sometimes 180 days. Unlike a sports ticket, which on the back of a sports ticket, when we bet sports, has a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is just the way the casinos rob your money. They steal your money. This is one. Also, the ticket themselves, if you're going to cash out $8.42, you don't get the 42 cents because of coin shortages. Yeah. Okay. Tell someone else that. That's just the way the casinos are making millions of dollars off unsuspecting players and people that say, you know, I'm not going to the cage, because what you have to do is take that ticket to the cage to get the 42 cents or the 11 cents or the 99 cents. It's just the way the casinos are just taking your money. I mean, what happened to the coins? Did all of a sudden people at home started hoarding coins? I mean, I don't buy it. I know some people are going to be against, oh, no, there is a coin shortage, Bill. Listen, this is the way. One casino did it. The rest of them said, oh, my God, we can make tons of money. Oh, we can also charge for parking. Oh, we can also have 000 roulette. Oh, we can also have 6-5 blackjack. It's just another way the casinos are out to rob your money. Sorry. I know I'm putting
a No. Did you miss your expiration date on that slot ticket, or are you just you did. Okay. That's what I figured.
Oh, by the way, I did exactly what I said. I took it to somebody I know, an executive. The first one couldn't do it. He didn't have authority to do that. So I had to go over his head to someone and you know, ask. And by the way, if I didn't know anybody, I wouldn't have been able to cash that ticket. So come on. 30 days. That's just ridiculous. Do you know about this, Gil or Kelly? Do you know about these things?
I am well aware of the sports betting year because I know some people who they don't live here, right? They win, make a bet while they're here, they go away, then they actually mail it in, right? Old school mail. Yeah. And it gets cashed that way. But I was unaware that slots was 30 days.
And I've heard about the coin thing.
Yeah, I've heard about the coin thing a little bit.
Yeah, just the way. So I'm kind of upset about that. Kind of upset about something to do with poker, believe it or not, because poker is now, you know, so accepting and fashionable. We're going to have a record breaker at the World Series this year again. I just think all these kids that are playing and stuff, they have visions of grandeur and don't realize the downfalls and the pitfalls of poker. By the way, not only do you have to overcome being a good poker player, you have to overcome the rake is the number one thing for me. These poker tournaments, especially when you play a little tournament in a casino or something, you're talking upwards of 20-25% after tipping, which some of the casinos actually include tipping in their entry fee. So, you know, I just think responsible gambling, like sports, we talk about responsible gambling. You see the commercials. New Jersey's big on responsible gambling. I don't hear about it in the poker world a lot. So, I'm seeing these kids wear these shirts now. This is a big thing. I'm probably going to, you know, they're probably going to come after me, but good. I'm open to it. You see these kids now wearing this new attire, no gamble, no future. This is a company that sponsors a big poker company. That's real nice to tell everybody. Yeah, if you don't gamble, you have no future. I mean, you know, listen, I know people aren't supposed to take it literal, but I'm taking it at, you know, visual face value. It says no gamble, no future. That's a new company. I just think, you know, there's so much more to gambling. And listen, I make my living betting sports. I make my living gambling. I make my living going after casino deals, putting up money, getting cash back, getting a deal, getting up front money, getting promo chips. I am not saying that I'm not open to gambling and it's all bad. All I'm saying is these things have to be, talked about a little bit. So,
yeah,
main event's going on now in Vegas.
Yeah, that should be distinguished from how you might interpret that t-shirt, right? Because I am a proponent of that you should take some calculated risks in life, right? Of a more figurative nature, right? Like you are more bound to get nowhere if you don't take risks than you are if you do. So widely thought of in that respect as a macro thing, I think there's validity to it. But if you're taking it literally, correct, like if you're talking about gambling in the way that we talk about it, betting wise, as people who are immersed in it 24/7, yeah, that's probably not the most responsible. I think that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, it is. And listen, I'm probably being a little bit too tough on it. I understand, but I just to think about what that means. If you think about it literally, no gamble, no future. I mean, that is just it's a little bit too over the edge for me. I think they could have come up with another name for their wardrobe and, you know, or their hats and their shirts. And, you know, I like I see the lucky hats and stuff and the little things like that. That's fun. And I understand the main event is used as a tool of being fun for people. And there's a little bit less rake and, you know, they can, you know, they watch with their friends and sweat the games on the rail sweat. But I just feel that poker itself, there's a lot of things you have to overcome. The rake is the number one thing. People don't realize.
You know? And rake, you're saying it in a poker context. Remember, you
the
know,
poker, so,
So let's, yeah. I mean, that we've come across that in many different walks of the sports betting world. You know, for instance, Circa coming in and having their season-long handicapping contest, famously from the beginning, was no rake. They essentially forced the Westgate Super Contest to go no rake after many years. And so the Westgate Super Contest is now no rake. But even when we used to do our, you know, for those of us especially who grew up on the East Coast, there was always rogue pools that existed out there. March Madness, NFL Survivor, whatever they were. And how many, what percentage of us that used to do that, what percentage of us quitting those pools came down to, oh, the pool runner now wants 40% rake. Like, it's just, it's a rake gone amok, right? Like,
good
that's
point.
That's another thing, you know? So it's always something to keep in mind, whether it's poker or otherwise, yes. But poker, as you're pointing out, this is more institutionalized, so it's obviously a bigger deal.
And I'm not trying to pick on the different poker sites or different casinos that have poker. There's other games in the casino that are just as bad rake-wise, or much worse, actually. A little bit, look at Keno. I mean, Keno is a terrible game to play, but yet you'll see, especially at the local casinos, you'll see the negative energy, people smoking, pressing the Keno button. It's a mindless, simple button. You push it, it draws 20 balls. It's a 20, 25% rake. The old money wheels, you don't see that a lot in the casinos no more.
Oh, really? Yeah, true. True. No, I noticed that.
You don't see that.
Yeah.
You see electronic ones, but you don't see it.
Yeah.
A lady or a guy, one of
that's
the dealers
a good point.
Spinning the money wheel. 20, 25%. No.
Yeah.
You get over the head with a hammer.
Yeah. More with Crackman on the other side. We'll do one more segment. Felica's going to be here as well. Grievances. Things that have gotten Bill annoyed here lately in the gambling world. We'll get into more of that. Unscripted with Crackman. Bill Krakenberg again on Twitter, at Bill Krakenberg with a K. Always massively viewed videos from him all week long. We'll come back. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get a daily email recapping all the best bets from our show hosts and guests. You also get unlimited access to our VSiN.com/picks page. Sort picks by sport, matchup, event date, and more. Check the top VSiN experts leaderboard to view betting records, profit, and ROI, and see which VSiN expert has the hot hand. For VSiN Pro picks, betting splits, power ratings, plus 24/7 video access, become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Sign up now for only $19 at VSiN.com/subscribe. Skill Alexander, we get tweets at Beating the Book. That basketball thing resonated with a bunch of folks for sure. This is it's not juice if you win, because I think this is a good point. Last thing about the NBA thing, the NBA fake tournament really wants to go up against the end of college football in week 14, 15, 16 in the NFL. It's also a great point, right? Like,
they're just trying to make noise.
Yeah.
During a time of the year nobody cares about the NBA.
Yeah. That noise will often go.
Except for people like me who would watch it anyways.
Kelly's getting ornery about it. Can tell. It's ratcheting up. See Scotty Books 17. He says, Kelly, you missed a drum roll when Gil said bad dosa. Just playing. You guys are great. He did. He totally
I might have laughed with my mic off.
Totally missed it. And then as far as what Crack is talking about here too, Ricky Pinto. Mini main event World Series of Poker had a 6-hour wait after you registered already. People were sitting down with about 30 big blinds. They offered refunds, but not till after you had already waited online and waited hours to get your sit. Why even sell the seats to start? And then Norman Vegas, listen to this one. Crack, you got to hear this. Another casino scam. He says, want to pay for, so I went to pay for parking, $18 at Paris at World Series of Poker last night. I put in $20, and instead of getting $2 back, I got a slip of paper saying $2 change shortage on it. $2 change shortage on it. And now I'm supposed to walk all the way back down to the casino, and then he curses. I mean, wow. I have not seen that. That's amazing. Bill Krakenberger rejoins us, unscripted with the Crack Man. So there you go, from firsthand accounts of what you're talking about.
Yeah, so they're stealing his $2 because of a chain shortage. Yeah, and you know they want you to walk back. Think about where the machines are.
Oh, not worth it.
Parking.
Yeah,
they're by the elevator, and you have to walk back to the cage. No one's going to do it. It's another deuce for the casinos, and on in this cycle of madness. You know. I hate to get on a tipping thing again, but it happened yesterday when I went to go get some to-go food. And I realize now, and I'm sure you and Kelly see the same thing. So there's an option when you go to pay, would you like to tip 15, 18, or 20%? This just happened again. It's just like, why do I have to pay a tip on to-go food and that gets split by people evenly? They don't even know I'm tipping them in the back. Like, these people don't even know I'm tipping them. And I just don't think, and trust me, I tip ridiculous money. Like anyone that lives in Vegas, Gil yourself. I mean, I literally spend thousands, 5,000 sometimes a month tipping. I mean, I love tipping, but it's just getting a little bit out of control.
You want hey, to tip you're coming to my side. Food. Yeah, you're coming to my side on this. We won't go off because we've done this many times.
Yeah.
I don't know if I mentioned this on air. Have you been, Kelly, to a grocery store yet and were the self-checkout?
We talked about this,
ask
yes.
you for a tip?
Self-checkout asking for a tip.
Self-checkout,
that's unbelievable.
Bill.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you know, even though I don't smoke pot, I have friends that indulge.
Sure. You know
and that. I've been to the dispensaries. Now, how can I do that? My brain, I should slow down my brain, but I see the dispensaries when I checked out with a buddy of mine. I couldn't believe. So you can, there's cash and then there's a place to tip, even in the dispensary. So you're getting robbed for 3, 4, 5 times the street value of marijuana. And now you have to, you know, tip on top of that. You feel stupid not tipping. So that's just another thing. I was like, wait a minute. There's not a tip jar in the dispensary, is there? So, I don't know. It's just something else.
Let me ask you the opposite of this. Is there something that you've witnessed recently that has made you happy where you're like, oh, this is a good development in gambling, in casinos? Anything?
No. No.
No. That was a quick no. Okay.
No,
I tried.
What can they be giving you extra? It's a rare thing. You know, I'll tell you, a friend of mine who you guys all know, he has a great, it's no longer a book. It's digital now. The Las Vegas Advisor. He has great stuff, Anthony Curtis.
Oh, that, yeah.
About different little edges and what casinos are giving deals and so forth. There's a little casino there on Colville. Oh, boy. They have a beer garden. It's really cool. It's a little, like, that place, I think, has some really cool deals. And it's been there for so many years. These guys are going to tell me. It's like, you know, I'm Flamingo and Colville. What's the name?
Ellis Island. Know?
Ellis Island.
Ellis Island.
Yeah.
They have some really good deals for that I found in that book there. And I went in that casino and never realized how cool it is. That's a cool little locals casino. Ran like the old days of, you know, the old casinos like the Continental, the Jolly Trolley, these places. People don't even know these places. But, you know, there is.
Back in the day, they used to let us round robin first innings over at Ellis Island. That was my only appearance at Ellis Island. That was our thing there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. They have good food there, good food choices. So I'm trying to be a little bit positive. Good food choices. And listen, there are some good gambles in town. You can go to the station casinos and right on top of the machines of. There's a bank of 8 or 10 in every single station casino that has up to 99.9% return. We're unlike where you're going to, you know, one of the reels or the penny slots, which are the biggest money makers for the casino at 85 or 80. Well, technically the minimum is 86%. So there are some good things too in town to have fun with, and I'm not saying that. I'm just used to the old school Las Vegas. You know, where you're getting steak and eggs for $5.99 or whatever, which the South Point does, I think, at midnight till 6 or something. So I'm just used to that and the good deals and people coming in for the bargains and a decent gamble. Just like, you know, Benny Binion used to say, you give him cheap whiskey, a decent price, a good gamble, and he'll show you support. And the South Point sees that all the time.
You're someone who travels to different states. Obviously, you spend a lot of time in New Jersey at casinos. Do you find that... You know, it's that it's similar in other jurisdictions as well. Like you're not getting.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's all the same.
Oh, definitely. Listen, you know, go to the restaurants in anywhere you go, whether it's Las Vegas, Atlantic City, or Tunica. You know, especially down in Florida, I noticed it. The prices are out of control in the restaurants and the casino. Now, granted, you're getting choices that you can never get in your local hometown. I understand that. So you do come to Las Vegas and just be prepared to pay. It's not like it was years ago where you come there for a bargain and no frills gambling. you know, choices and dinner choices and stuff. It's just not the same. I mean, breakfast out. Gil, thank you for retweeting some of my tweets recently, talking about on your show the prices out for, you know, breakfasts and dinners and stuff we talk about on this show. I just think it helps the gamblers. Everyone, you know what it is? A lot of people, they depend on their casino sponsorship when they're, you know, they work for a company or a spokesman for a company. So they have to, you know, walk a tight, you know, a fine line. And I'm pretty grateful. I guess I don't have to do that. I just like to tell it how it is. Either way, I just told you some good things about the town. And, you know, listen, Vegas, the weather is unbelievable in Vegas up until this past week. I know it was, you know, 110, 112 degrees, but, you know, it's been less than 100 degrees for months and months. The Vegas weather is fantastic. And there are some great options out there for, listen, you could go to Topgolf, the have some fun there. That people at their little hometowns don't do this kind of stuff. I hear this because friends come in and they say, oh, I want to take a helicopter. I want to go to the Grand Canyon. I want to do Top Golf. I want to go downtown. So there is some sights and stuff they can never see. And they downtown, you could find some of those specials, I guess, tripping over the homeless. But you could find some of those things, okay. Some of those specials down there.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is why, and I'll just close with this, Bill. This is why, like the whole, we had Fezzik on the other day, the Caesars reward points. I know that you and Felico, who's about to join us, you guys are down on the whole Seven Stars thing. But at least I'll tell you this, at least they're the only company, Caesars talking, that will give comps for bets where they actually do accumulate in somewhat of a significant way where you can have a nice meal, at least that, based on points that you've accumulated. So there is that.
Great point. You know, you're right. Circa, Westgate, Caesars, South Point. They're still the four places that I know that do give you comps and, for your gambling dollar as far as sports betting, which a lot of places don't. You know, these corporations don't give you
most
them anymore.
Most do not.
So
that's right.
Most don't. Great points. There are still those places there, and I'm just teasing about downtown, yeah. By the way. You know, we love downtown. It's a great old school, you know, just walking in the steps of our forefathers in the gambling world. Fantastic.
That's absolutely right. Bill, thank you as always, man. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, guys.
Bill Krakenberger at Bill Crackman with a K from, where did he say he was? At his friend's house in Jersey?
Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, his friend's house where he left a shirt with a ticket in it. Come on, that he remembered 6 months
machine
later.
That, yeah, they missed. By the way, I you know, the expiration date thing is unbelievable. I had a dispute on a credit card, by the way, that they misunderstood what the dispute was about, and they took so long in getting it that now they're like, I'm sorry, sir, the deadline has passed. We can't do anything about the merchant now. I'm like, but it's your error.
Wow, how convenient is that?
Oh, dude, it's not only gambling, or believe me, it's all over the place. Chris Felica, the Bear from Fox Sports, in studio next to talk college football and everything else he's betting on. That's next. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data.
Split bets!
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? The betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes. So you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you smarter, better year-round. Check them out, all of today's betting splits for every game at vsin.com. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin in the house, and so too is Chris Felica from Fox Sports, who joins us now. You may know him as the Bear, on his way to faraway places. Where are you headed?
First of all, like crack, I'm mad. Because I missed the split in bets yell, first of
you
all.
Did. You did.
And then I missed this morning, because you're talking about the Wimbledon schedule.
Yeah.
I was going to play Buzkova versus Anett Kontaveit, because she wasn't going to win in
and
that
you,
match. And
you didn't even play it?
The time schedule got all screwed up, and of course, Buzkova won very easily.
It has sort of thrown this tournament out of whack.
But I'm going to L.A. after this for the football meetings at Fox.
Nice.
And this weekend we have Gold Cup soccer shows that I will be a part of Saturday and Sunday. U.S. playing, Mexico playing, which will be fun. And then a week from tomorrow, I head to Australia for the Women's World Cup for about 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Yep.
For the Women's World Cup.
Yep. Looking forward to it.
Wow.
That will leave Antarctica as the only continent I will not have been to.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
Do you plan on going to Antarctica?
I would love to, actually. There are a bunch of cruises you can do down there now.
Yeah.
I know a buddy of mine and his wife recently did one and loved it.
They did?
Yes.
Okay.
So they did the polar dive into the
Would you do that?
That's tough. I don't know if I could do that. I could do the swimming with the shark in the shark cage off of South Africa. I could do that. But that's asking a lot.
I make you a -300 favorite to go to Antarctica. You seem like adventurous.
I would love to.
Yeah.
The problem is most of the cruises from my brief investigation are the same, like in the early part of the year, like February, and that's usually like beach time. So I don't. That might be a hard sell with the missus.
Yeah, I totally understand that. I'd be with the missus on that one. So you're going to do the World Cup in Australia, which is primarily in Sydney, but the U.S. women's team plays a couple games.
Yeah, I believe all of the U.S.'s women's games, except for the final and one of their group stage matches, would potentially be in New Zealand.
In New Zealand.
So I think two of the three group stage matches are in New Zealand, and then each of their knockout round matches would be in New Zealand until the final as well.
Do you have a World Cup pick already?
I don't. I'm going to continue to look at the prices. Even despite all of the injuries that the U.S. has, they're still the best team. I think Germany is on the other side of the bracket. They're probably the team most likely to emerge from the other side. But then you got teams like France. You don't know what the heck is going to happen with them with the coaching change and everything that's gone on with their roster. England has been decimated by injuries more so than the United States, so they probably aren't to the caliber still of U.S. and Germany. So if I had to guess, it will probably be either U.S. or Germany that winds up winning this thing.
And for those who are interested in these kinds of things, and I know I am, what will your role be in the coverage?
That's a great question, I am assuming.
Oh.
I mean, I'm going to probably find out more about that this weekend.
Okay.
But I will assume that I'm going to be part of the coverage from the set. We're offering picks and advice and maybe blurting out something like, yeah, I like Vietnam plus 4.5 goals against the U.S. in this group stage match, something like that. And I think I'm going to do a daily social type deal as well, either on...
Sweet.
By the way, I haven't logged into Facebook in like 4 years. Now I have to sign up for Threads.
Yes. We got another one.
It's the fever.
Ain't happened. I'm not even on TikTok yet, but I've been told by my producer out there that I kind of need to sign up for TikTok now.
I mean, you haven't like thumbed through TikTok videos in your life?
Not at all.
Wow. Okay.
I'm get off my lawn guy.
They'll get to you eventually. Wait, so then same question for college football coverage for Fox this fall. Will you assume your similar role that you had at ESPN?
Yes. I don't think we're going to do the exact same thing. Here's a board. Here's me sitting up. But yeah, there will be a... Yes, I'll be a significant part of their coverage.
By the way, I'm totally expecting you to say Vietnam plus 4.5 goals.
As example, knowing that they're in the group.
Okay, so football, you're going to assume the classic bear role on the Fox college set. And you have a few college football season win totals that you wanted to talk about.
I put out a couple out there that we've talked about already.
Okay.
And a couple more that I wound up playing. And these are I always find value with the under. Before the year, everybody thinks their team is going to be great. Everybody thinks their team is going to win every game. And in Notre Dame, I think there might have been some nines out there, but now the best number I could find was 8.5, and I went under 8.5 even still.
Wow.
They've got Ohio State. They've got Clemson. They've got USC. Maybe they pull one of those upsets.
Maybe.
But still, look at them last year. They had two of the worst losses in the country last year, losing to Marshall and what was the other and Stanford, who was terrible in the Pac-12. So this is a team that you can look at it both ways. Hey, they had two terrible. There is no way they're going to lose games like that again. Or they're capable of losing to anybody. Yes, their quarterback position will be more solidified with Sam Hartman, but you lose Michael Mayer, and then you've got those games like NC State and Louisville.
Those could be losses, too.
It could be losses, too. So I thought under 8.5 with Notre Dame was a good
play. You've sold me. Why do you think it's that high? Just because of Notre Dame?
Because it's Notre Dame, and you think year two of Marcus Freeman. Remember, their coaching staff is kind of overhauled, too, with offensive Tommy Reese gone, the offensive line coach is gone. So I think there's some things to work through there in South Bend.
Where do you stand on Marcus Freeman, by the way?
I think he was in the right place at the right time and the administration. I don't think the administration there wanted to do a major coaching search after BK left for South Bend. And the fact that Marcus was there as a coordinator, it was like, okay, let's just hire him and move on.
Wanted him.
Yes, I'll put it to you this way.
Yeah.
If Cincinnati were not in the college football playoff that year, Luke Fickell would be the head coach of Notre Dame.
Wow.
So.
Yeah.
But I hope he does well, because I always love to see former players who were really good college players invest in becoming a coach and kind of blaze a path. But we'll see. I hope he does well.
Where do you, because I remember at the time, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm misquoting you, but I remember you saying it usually doesn't work
out well.
When the kids
I'm really dating myself here, but look what when Mac Brown left North Carolina.
Yeah.
And, oh, we're going to bring in Carl Torbush. He's the player's coach.
Yeah.
It didn't go well. Look at Bill Stewart at West Virginia when Rich Rod left for Michigan, and they wound up blowing out Oklahoma in that bowl. Oh, Bill Stewart, sorry, and that didn't go well. So, like, a lot of times these types of moves don't necessarily pan out. So hopefully this will be an example of where it does.
Brief aside here, and this will not be part of the season win totals discussion, but Notre Dame under is. We'll get to the other season win totals after the break. But you mentioned Luke Fickell. How do you stand on Luke Fickell?
I think Wisconsin is a clear favorite in the whatever they're calling it now, the Big Ten West. I think we get away with leaders and legends.
Leaders and legends was always the best.
You finally have a quarterback now, and Tanner Mordecai is going to revolutionize that offense. I like what Luke has done there. I think if you look at that schedule, I think they are in a good position in that West, and I would be very surprised if they were not in the Big Ten championship game against Ohio State or Michigan.
A nightmarish coach at times for Cincinnati when it came to in-game betting or mm-hmm. even pre-flop betting when it came to totals or spreads.
Goal line situations. Yeah. We're gonna run it up here or not.
I'm guessing that doesn't change from his profile.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys, I think, that kind of has that Midwest kind of chip. I'm gonna puff out my chest and show you kind of deal.
Stop us, then you stop us.
But I was happy to see Luke grab a big-time job because, like I said, he was in the terrible situation of achieving an unbelievable goal at Cincinnati, getting a Group of Five team to the college football playoff, and at that same time, USC opened up, Notre Dame opened up, Oklahoma opened up, all these unbelievable blue-chip college football jobs opened up, and he's like, I can't leave my kids, so I just took to the college football playoff. We're about to play Alabama in the semifinal. I can't leave them for these jobs now. So I'm glad he wound up getting a really good Big Ten job.
Do you find with your job that, and I don't know, maybe I'm mischaracterizing this, but you must have enough interaction with certain coaches that you tend to, you know, you're inevitably going to, just like you like with any people, you're going to like some, you're going to mm-hmm. not like some as much. Do you ever sort of internalize that where you're like, oh, I can't let that influence me?
Yes, all the time.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, I have a great relationship with Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
And I have since he's been at Oregon. And there are a lot of times where, I mean, during the season, it's great because we never really talk about, like, anything other than just good luck, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I always have to kind of make a decision, like, all because I like Chip doesn't mean I'm going to lay 7.5 points against Oregon State or whatever.
As soon as he turns the corner, you're fading him.
But I will tell you this: when I do pick them or against them on the board, I always get a little or a little like, oh, he's watching. They're watching.
He's watching.
He's paying attention.
Oh, I thought we had a lovely discussion there, Bear. Apparently not. A couple more season win totals in college football that Chris Felica has added. We'll get to those. Namely, UW and UAB, yep. University of Washington and Alabama Birmingham. He's got thoughts on those two schools. That's on the other side. And what else is he betting these days? Fox Sports' Chris Felica on his way for some meetings in L.A., both on the football season and the Women's World Cup. That's next. Numbers Game Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM rewards points. You can redeem for online bonus credits like bonus bets and bet insurance tokens. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Gil Alexander hanging out with Chris Felica, the Bear from Fox Sports. Watching a little tennis on the TV screen here.
Danielle freaking Collins serving for the set.
Danielle freaking Collins serving for the first set against Belinda Bencic. Sloane Stephens won her first set in her match. Brody up a break in the fifth set. Yes, in the fifth set against Casper Ruud. I believe Drew Dinsick had Brody plus the games, right?
Yeah. Yep. He was on there.
I think so. The only way he loses that now is if Ruud just wins every other game, I think. You have a tennis bet.
I like his position. Yeah. Tomorrow I do. I looked at Alexandra over to win straight sets against Madison Brangle. I just don't think that's a good match. I know Brangle won the hard court match last year against him, but I think the way Alexandra always plays on grass, I think her game kind of suits it much more so than Brangle, who tends to just want to, with the weaker serve, she wants to get you into some long rallies. I just don't think that's going to be that type of match. So it was, I laid a 120 with Alexandrova to beat Madison Brangle in straight sets tomorrow.
Don't hate that bet at all. Brangle, a player who historically has a very poor serve and a very good return game. So Alexandrova, clearly the better grass court numbers.
And the other thing that I did should add now, unfortunately, I hate saying the price is going to be gone, but after Sofia Kenin just hit Coco Gauff off the court in the first round, I played her at 25-1 to win Wimbledon.
And did she really?
She won again today in convincing fashion. Like, she's an Aegis quarter, so like you could probably still get a decent price on her to win the quarter. Like, remember, you might be aware that she's won a Grand Slam tournament.
I believe we had her at the Australian Open.
So you know that she has the level to play with a player like Iga. And like, I think that would potentially be the quarterfinal match they would meet. So you could probably get a better price on Iga against Kenin. Maybe you can play your way and guarantee yourself a profit if you want. Yeah. But I don't know what the price is to win the quarter. But I thought after watching that match, I was like, damn, she's in great form right now when she backed it up today.
That Kenin golf match might have been the best match of this tournament.
Fantastic.
So far. Yeah. Let's put it this way. If Kenin played Swiatek, she wouldn't mentally cave, that's for
Correct.
Sure. That would not happen. Okay, back to college football. We brought up, obviously, you like the Notre Dame under. You also like a position on UW.
Yeah, I do. I was very high on the Huskies last year. I had them over, and it was a no-sweat win. And a lot of times, the teams that kind of emerge from nowhere with the first-year head coach last year and panics coming in, like the expectations the following year are super, super high, as they are this year. So remember, this is a team last year in Washington that I think they beat Cal, Oregon, and Oregon State. They beat them by a combined 13 points, and that took superhuman performances from Penix to do that. They lose Colorado, they lose UCLA on the schedule, and they pick up USC and Utah. That's a net negative. Mm-hmm. So again, 9.5, it's going to take 10 to beat me with a defense that really needs to improve, or else Penix is going to have to go crazy in order to carry them again. I don't know. If they go 10-2, congratulations, you beat me, but I'll play under with Washington 9.5.
Well, so the under then totally takes this question off the table, which is going to be, because we were talking about, you know, betting NFL Coach of the Year by proxy yesterday. You know, Mike, if you like Pittsburgh, maybe just play Mike Tomlin Coach of the Year, 25-1, that sort of thing. We've done it in the past. We've talked about it in the past. So there's a lot of people who like Penix for the Heisman. So you're clearly not one of those people then.
Hey, look, maybe that's a way to play it instead of playing a win total or them to win the Pac-12. Because the Heisman's going to be an interesting bet this year because, again, we talked about it earlier with Nikola Jokic and we talked about it with Patrick Mahomes with the NFL Awards. Is there going to be – will the Heisman voters put Caleb Williams in the stratosphere with Archie Griffin, the only player to win two Heismans?
That's right.
Like, are they going to vote for him again if Penix has a great year or if – Quinn Ewers has a great club dick at Clemson, name the player. So there might be a situation where it's like, yeah, let's give it to someone else. He got his Heisman already. So it might be inclined to not play Caleb Williams? Because, I mean, look, Johnny Manziel had an unbelievable year.
He did.
The year after he won, I mean, in some ways better than the year that he won the Heisman. They didn't give it to him then. So
because this is the follow-up question to that would be like, you know, the difference between an NBA MVP vote versus the Heisman. There's 1,000 people of Heisman votes, right?
Way too many people.
Way too many people.
I'm not one of them.
And you're not one of them. That was my next question.
Which is fine.
So, yeah, Kelly's losing.
Not fine.
Yeah, everybody has a Heisman vote. He doesn't have. Chris Felica doesn't have a Heisman vote. So that the question was going to be, would a group of 1,000 voters be less inclined to care about the historical significance of the Archie Griffin back-to-back? And I guess we already established with the Manziel thing, actually, they might be.
Right. I think so, too. But also, when you have such a large group of voters, I think kind of each individual vote is marginalized.
Yes.
They don't matter as much. So we'll see. It'll be interesting. I mean, can he put up the type of numbers that he did last year? I mean, you lose Addison at wide receiver, but they should be better on the defensive side of the ball, and maybe he won't have to account for 400 and whatever yards of total offense every game and 5 touchdowns.
One more aside before we get to UAB. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Addison. Who do you think will be the best rookie wideout in the NFL of a great, on paper, what appears to be a great class?
I think Quentin Johnston. This year, I think Quentin Johnston's
really
going to have the best year. Yes.
Wow.
I think he's in the best spot with that offense, with Eckler in the backfield, and like I said, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, who can't necessarily stay on the field. I think he's going to get a lot of targets this year.
Okay.
Almost at San Diego.
Not mentioned Jackson Smith and Jigba. Not mentioned.
Oh yeah, no, he will have a clearly a great role as well. But I think Johnston has a big play factor that maybe Smith and Jigba in the position, in the situation that he is in his rookie year, might not.
All right, UAB to close it out.
Yeah, everybody's talked about Deion Sanders in Colorado and that coaching move, but not as many people have talked about. Like, Trent Dilfer is the coach at UAB. Like, is this going to work? The guy coached high school, and now you're at a team that struggled last year to get to 6 wins in their final game of the regular season to get to a bowl game. You know, Bill Clark steps away, who built that program from scratch, was clearly one of the best Group of 5 coaches, and you lose Dwayne McBride, who was far and away your best offensive player, the running back who got drafted. You lose your entire offensive line. You lose a massive amount of players on the defensive side of the ball. You're in a new league, which, again, the American kind of took a bunch of teams from Conference USA, so maybe the American isn't the American like we thought it was, but they still have to go to Tulane, I believe. They got to go to Georgia. They got a couple of other games, UTSA they have to go to. Like, there are a bunch of games on that schedule that I don't think they can win. Their season win total is 5.5. I'd be surprised if they got to 6. So I'm under 5.5 in UAB year one.
UAB under 5.5. By the way, I love Trent Dilfer when he was on ESPN.
Yes, Trent was great. Trent did some of the best analysis tapes, the VOs, Telestrator of anybody out there. And again, a guy that I ran into him out here for the Vegas Bowl like a few years ago as well, and it was great to see him. I hadn't seen him since he had left ESPN, but you know, another guy that I'm rooting for. He's a football junkie, and obviously his connections with the Elite 11 brought in Chris Mortensen's son to be one of his coordinators as well.
Oh, sweet.
He was an analyst at Alabama. So again, I hope he ultimately does well, but I think this year is going to be a little bit of a transition year with the roster and the conference.
Hope he's not listening, because you'll get a So under 5.5 on UAB, under 9.5 UW, and under 8.5 was Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell us, you're going to do, are you allowed to talk about what you're going to do podcast-wise?
Yeah, people have been asking, Yeah, I'm going to have a weekly podcast for college football, a weekly podcast for the NFL. So we're going to do 2 shows a week, and they're going to be digital shows. So you'll unfortunately have to look at my ugly face if you want.
Yes.
Along with a crew yet to be determined who's going to join me each week, if it's going to be a set person, if it's going to be rotating guests, there are going to be segments where I have different people on to kind of have a little unique kind of segment and kind of a betting kind of roundtable type deal. So, there'll be
guest roundtable. Yeah. Where have I heard that before? We'll That's a good format.
Everyone steals your ideas. So we need to do it as well.
Good format.
But yeah, no, we'll have 2 shows a week, 1 college, 1 NFL. Looking forward to it.
And are you excited for your deep dive into the NFL? Because that's not what we know you for.
I am, because last year when I did the Amazon stuff with Kirk on Thursday nights, I wasn't sure. Like, my travels in college, I'd get back middle of the day on a Sunday, and I'd be so tired I just want to go to sleep. And normally I'd watch the 4 o'clock starts in the NFL and then the Sunday night and Monday night. But I, being in the truck for the NFL games last year and just seeing the level of play there and the execution, the crispness, and how quick the game went as opposed to college, I'm excited to be diving in more than the NFL.
Good for you, man.
I mean, I grew up on the NFL. I had Jet season tickets for 30 years. I paid my dues.
My condolences. good for you. Good things happening to great people. We're very happy for you. Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy.